too, O Lord, for ourselves, that people may see the ways of justice and of peace reflected in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions, that we may allow light to shine in darkness. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, comfort and sustain the communities in which we live and work. We pray for this, our local community, and for those communities represented here in our congregation at St. Columba's this morning. We give thanks for the fellowship and the friendship and the faith of our local community, giving thanks for the ecumenical togetherness which we experience in so many different ways, day and daily. We give thanks for the vibrancy of this, our community, where we come together as one to support and to serve one another, having the benefit of all the businesses and the professional services and the schools in this, our area. May we as a church here in St. Columba's always have our doors open wide to extend a warm welcome to all who come to be with us to share in the work, life, and ministry of this parish. May all here feel that welcome. May they feel valued. And may we do what we can in this difficult and challenging economic times that we are in to support our community to the very best of our ability, as we remember those within our community who are struggling with all the increased financial and economic costs which all of us are experiencing at this time. Help us to love our neighbours as ourselves. Enable us to serve our families and friends and to love one another as you love us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, relieve and protect those who are sick or suffering. Be with those who have any special need. In silence, we name before God those known to us in need of his support, his strength, and his healing at this time. We pray for all members of the medical profession, each in their individual speciality and professional discipline, giving thanks for their work as they endeavour to serve their patients as best they can in the midst of all of the difficulties. We pray for those who are awaiting appointments, those who have had surgeries cancelled, and those who are concerned, praying, O Lord, that you would be with each and every one, as we pray also for those who are bereaved, and deliver all who know danger, violence, or oppression, Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, bind us together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all who, having confessed the faith, have died in the peace of Christ, that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Amen.
Amen.
present, be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel, commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death, we celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great High Priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy Church, and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We be many are one body, for we all share in one bread. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus,